This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
Whānau, it's me, the Triple SD. Welcome to this Deep In Sessions. How are you? Tonight, we're stepping into the shadows and the neon of soundscape sirens, a powerhouse collective built on the collision of three distinct sonic worlds. Now, while the circle is completed by the incredible Talmar Hanna-Berry, she's sitting this one out tonight, and taking centre stage for this episode is a duo driving the current wave. On one side, we have Vanessa Tottle, the artist who left the bright lights of pop behind for the deep, moody textures of Bristol-inspired trip-hop. And on the other side, MX Dicey, Marissa, a NASDA-trained powerhouse who has traded hard rock grit for the shimmering synthetic pulse of synth pop. From their roots across the industry, their shared language in Tamaki Makaurau, their music lives in that magnetic tension where the machine of heavy production meets the raw soul of the human voice. We're diving deep into the hustle, the haunt, and the holy grail gear that makes this collective move. Light it up, crank up that sub as we dive deep into our sound from the underground. We'll be right back. Welcome to this Deep In Sessions, Vanessa Tottle and MX Dicey. What's going on? How are you guys?
Yeah, real good. Nice sunny day in Tamaki Makaurau. Bit cloudy, but nice and warm.
Well, that's the main thing, and this is the summertime, eh? And, like, we have to celebrate the last of the summer wines. So why don't we do that by rolling into some questions? What do you think?
Yeah, let's go.
Nice. So, Vanessa, you famously moved into trip-hop after being told your music wasn't pop. And Marissa, you've jumped from hard rock with Living State to synth-pop. When you two first stepped into the studio together, how did you negotiate your different musical languages to find the specific sound of the Soundscape Sirens Collective?
Well, I guess it wasn't so much a studio. It was probably getting to know each other through Women About Sound.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And sort of seeing what each other was doing. My sound engineer, he said to me, your flavour isn't pop, it's trip-hop. And I was like, what the heck is that? Trip-hop is what I had been listening to all my life. I didn't know it was that, you know. So I started to research it and was pleasantly surprised that I had fallen into that genre. And I absolutely love it. It's in my veins. I cannot get enough. So then when I met Marissa through Women About Sound and we were in studios, that's when I sort of was like, oh, I like this one.
I love it when that happens.
I want to work together with her.
I love it when the stars align like that. It's so, so cool. Yeah. It's so cool. Yeah. Now you touched on something just then. I want to tell us more about Women About Sound. What is that, if the listeners don't know? Because I certainly don't.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's an amazing workshop that's put together by Jess Howe. She is otherwise known as Scarlet Lashes, which is a feast to behold. And she would create these workshops, and it would be a mixture of music production workshops, songwriting workshops. She would get funding and then hold workshops for women, non-binary, anybody that identified as a woman who wanted a safe space to feel heard and to produce their own sound. And yeah, I started on my first course with her March 2023, and by August 2023 I had released my first trip-hop song. So
wow.
It was a beautiful thing. And yeah, through that I met and watched Talma from afar. And then of course met Marissa as well. So yeah, and from then I've met all these amazing artists and performed with them, and yeah, it's like this big massive love story.
Wow.
Yeah, likewise, I wouldn't have started doing my production if it wasn't for Women About Sound. So really grateful for Jess for working so hard to advocate for us and putting that together and bringing us all together. So yeah, so I joined. You could like bring a song and get a whole room to listen, and then you've got, I think Milu was there, and Milu's an amazing producer if you don't know of her, but they must check her out. And yeah, I brought my song, and everyone was like, yeah, that's great. Can't really give any feedback. I was like, oh, okay. Well, I'm not completely crap. That's good. Maybe I can make something out of this. And yeah, met Vanessa, and Vanessa invited me to see her gig. And Wiz, I think you were playing Wiz Scarlet Lashes, right? And yeah, that was a fantastic night. And then Vanessa was like, hey, you should open to me in my next gig. And I was like, oh shit, because I hadn't finished anything. I was not prepared to gig live at all. And I was like, oh, I should say yes. So I said yes, and I was like, But I actually do this now. Oh, I'm so glad I was given that push, and like Vanessa believed in me, and now we're on tour. Like suddenly, you know, a couple of years down the line, and people have been really receptive to my music, and it's just incredible. So thank you, Vanessa.
thank you.
That's super cool.
Yeah, that's basically how we got to this point today.
That's super cool. I love it. I love this. You know, big ups to Woman About Sound. We definitely need some more Wahine Toa out there killing it. Big ups. So I just want to give my full props and absolute respect to everything that you do. Wicked.
100%.
So, Vanessa, you stepped into a professional music career to show your daughter what's possible. While Marissa, you're a NASDA graduate with a formal performance background. What is the one thing you've learned about the hustle of the New Zealand music industry from each other's very different career paths?
Oh, I guess for me, it's to be completely autonomous. I think that works for me personally. Like, I really like the fact that I'm producing my own stuff. I'm in complete creative control of my image. I can write things that I believe in. I can, and that I stand for, and I don't have to compromise.
Yeah.
So I've been thinking really hard. Like, would I join a label? Probably not. Like, I think I am very happy to just work by myself. And I find in doing that, you just attract people that you work really well with, and everything kind of unfolds from there. So I feel like I've had to hustle a lot less than being in my rock band, where I had to compromise with, you know, three other guys that really, you know, I didn't think they could even sing along to the songs that I was writing. You know, I was a front woman, but the things I was singing about, they really couldn't connect with, and they didn't really care about. So it's so freeing to just work by myself and kind of be my own boss in that regard. So in terms of hustling, I feel like I barely have to hustle at all. I mean, to be fair, Vanessa has she has championed a lot of the tour and has been working the hardest out of the three of us, to be fair. Yeah. So I could hustle a bit more, I think, on behalf of all of us. But yeah, and I've been learning a lot from her about, you know, social media and like how to cut videos together, and you know, how to, you know, eke out the you know, like tease things in the lead up to shows. And yeah, I mean, I've been learning a lot, but yeah, I think if you're your own boss, you have to hustle a lot less, because you can just stand for what you believe in. And
100%. Yeah, and I agree with what you're saying there. You know, arguably the industry of old, and let me punctuate of old, right, was a very gatekeepy, very structured, hierarchical environment that would actually use, abuse, and spit out people. You know, arguably.
Yeah.
So I really love the way that technology has advanced, and it's allowed artists to be, what you said, autonomous, and be their own boss and drive their own fate and align where they need to align, and like go, nah, I'm not working with you because I hate your vibe. You know, it's really, really cool. It's really cool.
Yeah.
And being in that flow state, that creative, like, fluidity is nothing but a good thing, you know, because you challenge, you rise, you meet people, you see what's out there, and it becomes like a collective kind of drive rather than this like
absolutely
individualistic kind of like, I'm better than you, I've got more awards. I mean, that's all good and fine, but I mean, really, it's kind of I don't know. So both of you have roots or influences that stretch beyond Aotearoa. So Marissa with that London Essex energy, and Vanessa with the Bristol trip-hop vibe. How does living in Tamaki Makaurau influence the textures of your music compared to the sounds of the UK?
Well, I think for me, like, we were talking about that earlier today, and I think, I don't know, we don't really let anything influence us, whether it's our environment, the people we're around, or the country we're in, because we love to be not the norm. We're not commercial.
Yeah.
And we've got our own flavour, but it's great to know that we have, I guess, a mothership, as it were, with you know, the UK vibe. I'm actually in the middle of very early stages, but in the middle of creating a festival over in London with hip-hop artists over there. So for me, it's like I feel like I'm going to go home, even though it'll be my first time in London, because I'll be with artists that I know.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so I guess it's just, you know, when you create, just keeping true to the genre and true to myself. And because I haven't moulded myself into it, it's just become me.
It's
so much easier.
Yeah, for me, it's, I guess when I was a kid, I listened to a lot of Capital FM in England, and then also another R&B radio station, where I got introduced to, like, John Legend, and, yeah, kind of old-school R&B. Mm-hmm. But then a lot of pop, loved Kylie Minogue, loved Robbie Williams. And then I kind of moved to New Zealand when I was 15, and then I got really into, like, Breaking Benjamin, Tool, like, Perfect Circle. Like, right. They're still, like, my favourite bands. Like, Tool was, I saw Tool at Sparks the other day. It was incredible. So I just got so many different influences, and then I got really into, like, that kind of the, like, specifically German, like, house music, or, like, German dance music, so, like, Digitalism, where it's got, like, just so many different German artists. And then Justice, like, one of my favourite bands now, and right. That was because I did Kung Fu and I was training really hard to black belt, and I just needed, like, music to get me pumped, you know, just something to run to, something to punch to. And so I don't write clinically. I just, if something drops into my head, that's when I'll write the song. That's why I don't have many songs. I'm trying to get out of that. I'm really trying to, like, force myself, doing a lot of production courses and that sort of thing to really learn how to write clinically. But I guess just all my influences just kind of boil down to this one head of inspiration at 3 a.m. and then I'm like, all right, I'm going to write the song, and then I write the song. So I can't put myself in a box and I have no idea what I am.
And never mind the box, never mind the genres. You know, we live in a very dynamic time of history, so we should be out there, like, pushing the boundaries wherever we need to or want to. You know, I gotta say, I'm sorry for that very weird loaded question. Like, you know,
it's good.
Like, you know, the way I figure it, like, here we are in Aotearoa, we have, like, heaps of reference, heaps of our own stories, and, like, you know, it's unfair for me to go, oh yeah, you're kind of like this international genre, where it's actually, no, you're a product of your own society, so on reality. So I'm sorry for that weird question.
It's okay. You're just testing us, you know. Seeing what we're capable of exposing to the world.
Yeah. But, you know, your music often touches on this deep, sometimes haunting themes. When you're performing live, do you feel like you're stripping away a mask to show the audience your true selves, or are you stepping into a character to protect yourselves?
For me, I'm definitely... I'm definitely now the version of me I've always wanted to be. I was saying to a friend yesterday, I've been with my husband for 28 years.
Congratulations.
And he's seen 28 years of different versions of me.
Mm-hmm.
And it's only this version and the music industry version that is, I think, the best version. Because I'm, you know, I'm feeling things. I guess most of the time I feel like an exposed wire, where all the feelings are real. And yeah, it's, I don't know if that answered your question, but that's kind of it for me.
Thank you.
I guess for me, I've been very, like, what's the word? I've always sung about what I'm true to. I never sung from anyone else's perspective. Or that's actually something I would like to explore, is to kind of sing from the perspective of a different character. I know there's a great artist called Andy Schauf, like beautiful singer, songwriter, like amazing guitar player, who does write from the perspective of characters, and his music is incredible. So that is something that I'd like to explore. But up until now, I've just made sure that everything I sing about is something that I've experienced or I feel real deeply or that's happened to me. And that serves me really well.
In fact. Oh, that's so cool. That's so cool. And it really shines through, actually. You know, I've got to say. Within the collective, like Soundscape Sirens, there's a lot of sonic space to fill. And when you're on stage, what is a nonverbal cue or a specific look that you give to each other that tells you the vibe is exactly where it needs to be?
Well, I think it's probably most recently, because obviously, you know, we had a pilot show in July last year where I had this crazy idea in 2024, hey, let's do this. And Marissa and Hannah went, okay. So we did a pilot show in July, and, you know, that went off. And so I was like, okay, well, let's do a tour then. If it works, let's go. So I think in Gisborne, which was the first show we just recently did. So this time last week we were in Gisborne.
Nice.
At the amazing Smash Palace.
Big ups.
And I think for us, when we were on stage each time and the others were in the audience, I think we were giving those nods of, the energy level's up, you know, like, and just pumping each other. And making sure we were close to the stage so that, you know, if we ever looked out and had a bit of self-doubt, that we were there. And I guess that's what the Soundscape Sirens is about. It's like a collective, a sisterhood, and it's about supporting one another and lifting each other up and being, giving each other to be the freedom to be our individual brand, but then coming together to be this strong force. That's what I think, anyway.
That's a great answer. Thank you.
Okay, that's really super cool. I really love that.
And I think I kind of derived it a little bit from Women About Sound, because that's what we all feel like when we get together and just to do, like, meet up. And we'd all be sitting around the table, and just the, you know, the energy.
You know, you can believe that things are possible, even if you've never done it before. You believe that there's a future, and you can face it yourself.
That's so cool. So we're sort of running out of time, so I've got some quick fire questions. You ready?
Yes.
All right, so God. What is the most uncool song or artist that you secretly love that actually influences your songwriting more than people would guess?
Uncool.
Ooh,
that's a hard one. Uncool.
For me, it doesn't influence my writing, but an uncool song for people is Unholy by Sam Smith.
Oh, I do love that.
I actually love that. But goddamn, that gets some shade.
No, it's great.
So that's my secret.
Nice. What about you, Marissa? Yeah. What's yours?
I'm cool. I mean, I'm guessing it'll have to be probably something super poppy. Like, I listened to a lot of Spice Girls when I was younger. Nice. So I'm sure that wormed its way into my brain and outfitted some, you know, something in the grooves or the jams of my songs. So
okay, that's super cool.
And for the record, I always had to be 45, but because I was, you know, half black and had big hair, I was always scary.
Oh, that's so mean. No, never mind those redundant archetypes. Say, eh? Like, you know, you can be who you want to be.
Thank you.
Yes. So, as you've mentioned, you're on the road between Auckland and Christchurch at the moment for your 2026 tour. What's a one mandatory, non-negotiable gas station snack you have to buy?
Oh, Justice.
Oh, for me, it's flavoured milk. Either a banana.
Nice.
We were on the road back from Gizzy, and I was just like, I really need some Justice bubbles, like, now. And we made the trip, and that particular gas station had it, and I was so freaking happy. So, yeah.
Work it. And
And if the soundscape siren's sound was a pie, what flavour would that pie be and why?
As a collective, I mean, I thought for my music, and I think it would work as a collective, like kind of a blackberry strawberry pie with like a layer of treacle and some like popping rocks and another layer of treacle.
Wow.
So you've got the like darkness, you've got the like fizziness, like the surprise aspect, but also like the sweet. You gotta have some like caramel in there or something. Oh, probably have some chocolate or something. Yeah, some chocolate.
Oh man. let's actually make that pie stat.
I know. I can just breathe in the diabetes right now.
The dark
it's
berry.
Sweet, very dark, very.
Oh no, that's so cool.
As well.
That's so cool. That's so cool. Vanessa and Marissa, look, you guys are absolutely vibes. I wish the best for the remaining dates of your tour. Also,
Thank you. Also
coming up, you know, you're dropping in Kirikiriroa, is that correct? What date is that?
Yeah. So our next show is on the 14th of March at Whammy in Auckland.
Mm-hmm.
And then we fly on down to Christchurch, performing at Dark Room. And yep. Then...
so that's on the 26th of March?
Yeah, and then the 28th of March, we're going to be at Last Place. And we have the amazing Kyla Greening opening for us, which is huge.
Wicked. Big ups, Kyla, big ups. Get on down to the shows, and all our Kirikiriroa listeners, do go to Last Place on the 28th. You know it's going to be vibes. Thank you so much for being here with me today. It's been my absolute
pleasure. Thanks for your time.
Pleasure.
It's been great.
Wicked.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Sure. We'll be right back.
grief taking its toll. Got a tattoo for you, so I could feel closer, closer to you. I miss you. What else can I do? Should I pray to God he stopped returning my calls? How do I break down these
I'm not afraid to die.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.